negotiating with mining company, for example, they had intermingled stimulation. So would you set up competing groups to negotiate with leases? We've had these kind of discussions with foreign groups. They're quite fascinating to go out there quite a lot.
And that's my point. Now, sure, it wouldn't necessarily be a clean break, just moving over X number of employees because they are multiple responsibilities or responsibilities to multiple types of things. So I think more difficult for the person here is to accomplish.
Big Fable Guaranteeing Association. First, just a little comment that we're really aware of what this name to K-12 between royalties and other payments. State, 6 miles paid almost $26 million. This is a K-12, another $9 million to the university of Wisconsin. It's a combination of trust fund and other taxes.
Yeah, I need the breakdown for that.
That's what the taxes would get. It does go directly to K-12.
Okay.
Yes, there's other instances. There's a breakdown of where parts of it fall because of production tax, part of it's because of royalties that are created on these kinds. So there's a communication element.
Yeah.
PNR is where I got the information. Yes. But my point is, one, we're real aware of it. I like the idea that we'll let the rest of the state become aware of it. One question I have that I think I found interesting in the Utah case, they showed from 2000 to present a real increase because they weren't spending the corpus. Are we spending our annual money every year, or have we developed a fund that we're spending out of that? Which to me is totally different. I don't know if we're doing it different, or if we set up an account, but we never spend that corpus. That's a good question.
Well, in 1858, they set up a corpus school fund, and the corpus is inviolate. They don't spend it out of the corpus. There's interest in dividends that is distributed each year since the corpus has been created, and there's capital gains and capital losses. And when there's a capital gain, it just stays with the corpus. If there's a capital loss, there's a calculation they do against the interest and dividends before they make a distribution. But Utah, one of the big increases in Utah is oil. And so when you look at that chart with their huge increase, they have oil reserves and the market really took off. That's what you see in some of the western states. We don't have oil here.
Antagonist. Can you get a clarification?
as you talked about your DVD, this is a great idea, but how do we get the funding to do that? And it's not really in our mission to do some of those educational type of activities. Those are worthwhile activities, but I think that's one of the issues that you have to look back on in the legislature. If you want us to do that, so give us a specific direction, and then also provide funding to do more. We started doing the biennial report voluntarily. We did that for 3 or 4 biennials, and our next one's coming out next week. We presented to the PSSBC. And then the legislations last year requires a biannual report. And the biannual report, sometimes we'll be doing it the same. This will be our biannual report and our biennial report in December. And then we also have one in June. We put all of that stuff up on our website for the public to see and view. And we also mentioned we have a public land and mineral ownership publication that mentions school names. This is on our website. It's been there for a long time. We provide it to teachers as part of our minerals education workshop. Our minerals education workshop is now going out as becoming a nonprofit entity, moving out from the DNR. And so we do a lot of that kind of activity. So we do have a biannual report that's provided at the direction of the legislature, and it's the legislature to go to them and the committee, obviously anybody can be on the page, people do.
What I would hope is that the DNR was still at, I don't know that I'm going to be able to go to the school,
Cooper portion of the